Ravashi Yom Afilu Tzayin. That's what we passed even by Tzayin also.
Says Rabban, and you'll be chayiv. Omar Rabba, Devei Rab Shema, Ki Yossi Rab Dimi Yom Rab Yechanan, Ein Kamalis Pchusa Me'abur. And you say that Kamalis can't be less than four. We'll soon say what that means, it can't be less than four. So Rashi, Rajach Yassinin, Ein Kamalis Pchusa Me'dalik, Roichid. It has to be at least Dalit by Dalit, at least four Tfachim by four Tfachim. V'loi, if the top of it is less than four by four, Mokim Pturu. So these are the gedorim. Question in the Rishus Rabbim itself. If you have something sticking up, if it's less than three tefachim, it's always brought to Rishus Rabbim. Once it's more than three tefachim, it depends. If the top of it is dalad by dalad, it's called a kamelis. If it's less than dalad, it's only gimel. Our gimel, that's called a mokim ptur. A mokim ptur means the top of it is less than dalad or dalad, that has no din to it. That's called a mokim ptur. If it's Dalad or Dalad, then it has a shame karmelis. Till when? Only when it gets to Yutvachim. When it gets Yutvachim high, then the top gets the same Rishus HaYochid already. Anything that's Gevoya Yud, which is Dalad, by Dalad, the top of it is called Rishus HaYochid. So that's Talachas Bekitza. When it's less than Yud, the Rishus HaYochid can be. It could either be a Mokim Ptu or a karmelis. It depends how wide it is. If it's Dalad or Dalad, it's called a karmelis. If it's only Gimel or Gimel, then it's called a Mokim Ptu. So he says, a kamelis has to at least be four tefachim by four tefachim. In kamelis, p'chusa me'abo. The Yomar HaSheish is another chiddush about a kamelis is, the tefeses ad asora. The maskonet means that the kamelis only goes until yud tefachim high. Higher than yud tefachim is not a kamelis anymore. But let's say you have this a stool, Rishus Rabin, that's gevoya gimel, dal dal dalit. So it's called a kamelis. How high does the average of the kamelis go? Only up to Yutfachim. Higher than Yutfachim up is not called a kamelis anymore. That's the maskana. That a kamelis can't be better than Rishus HaRabim. Well, Rishus HaRabim is also. The average only goes to Yutfachim is called Rishus HaRabim. So the lands on the wall within Yutfachim of the ground is called anything of Rishus HaRabim. If the lands higher than Yutfachim, Yutfachim is not called Rishus HaRabim. Kamelis is the same halacha. A kamelis can't be higher than Yutfachim. Now the Gemara goes, my defense is out of soul. What does that mean? It can't go higher than 10. Eli Madiyika Mechitza Sora. If you have a Mechitza 10, who to have a Kamlis? Your mamish needs a Mechitza Yutfachim high. Viloi Loi, is it not Yutfachim high? It's not called a Kamlis. Loi have a Kamlis. For the Gemara of a Loi, is that true? The Yomarav Gid Lomarav Chia Bar Yosef. Omarav. Bais. If you have a house, Shein Betoche Yasora. The house like a midget house, a playhouse. It's not Yutfachim high. If you're inside the house, it's only 9 Tfachim high. It's not Yutfachim high inside. Of the kruya of the walls itself, like with the roof, on the outside wall goes up a little bit higher, goes up another tefach, so the outside wall is Yutfachim high. So on top of it, it's Kavoya Yud. It's a local kruya of Mashlim Yasora, it's the roof, makes his Mashlim with the 10 Tfachim. Is aloha al gagoi mutla taltoi. On top of the roof, it's called Rishus HaYochid. And since when you're on top, the walls on side are yutfachim off the ground, so you say good astig, the mechitzas go straight up, and then on top is called Rishus HaYochid. It's mutla taltoi. The kulay. Mashenki v'toichloi, you're standing inside the house, in this midget house, ain't the taltlin boy. You're not allowed to be the taltlin inside. Elo dal damas. Why? Because it's called the karmelis inside. Since inside here it doesn't have mechitzas yud inside, so the mokim inside is only kamelis. Anything less than mechitzas yud is not called Rishus HaYochid, it's called a kamelis. So what do you see? That a kamelis could be even though it's not yud tfachim high. And that's what we hold. Anything more than gimel tfachim until yud tfachim is called a kamelis. So you see, inside the house is a kamelis. Elvet gemor maibet tefeses ad yud. What do you mean to say that a kamelis is only yud? That means the ad yud, who to have a kamelis? A kamelis is only until yud. Lamala me yud tfachim lo have a kamelis. Like we said, higher than yud tfachim never has it in kamelis. V'chiho di omale Shmuel l'Rav Yehuda. This is what Shmuel told Rav Yehuda. Shinano, like my Talmud. Lo'y tehevei v'milo de Shabbato lamala me yud. There's no halachas of Shabbos more than yud. There's nothing hilchas Shabbos go higher than yud tfachim. So the Gemara my hilchas, what do you mean to say you don't have rishus more than yud tfachim high? Eli Medien Rishus HaYochid Lamala Meyud. If he meant to say that Rishus HaYochid, if you have a garden with four mechitzas around it, the Avril Lamala Meyud is not called Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then Rosh Hashanah Lamala Meyud. So the Gemara, that's not true. The Yomar Rav Chizda, Noet Konev Rosh Hashanah Yochid. You stuck a beam, a long pole in your backyard, and your Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you stuck a long pole going all the way up. The Zorak, the Nacha Gabbav, and it landed on top of the beam, on top of the pole. You should know, afilu gevoyim meyama, even though the pole is 100 amos high, still yechayiv. Why yechayiv? Mivnei sherishus hayochid oyla adrakiyah. That's the lochem. On top of your porch, on top of your rishus hayochid, your backyard, your chutzah, it goes up ad l'shamayim. So now you have a stick standing up 100, 200 feet high, and you throw something, lands on top of yechayiv. It's called landing rishus hayochid. I the Kashmir's where's the Makam Dalva Dalid? We'll see later when Chizdis Chidish is Rishus HaYochid, you don't need Dalva Dalid. That's what Chizdis Chidish. But I call upon the gate to Rishus HaYochid. Even though the Chayfet landed on top Lamala, all the way on top, still we say Yechayit. Shush Rav Nukh Agav Yechayit, Rashi Kermunech Agav Bekarka. Rashi Chayit, Kermunech Agav Bekarka, to Leiboi HaNukh Agav Bekarka Dalid. The Chizda holds you don't have to be Munech HaMokam Dalit. Rishus HaYochid. To the forest of Kamei B'Shemaitim. Ye Abba Rekiyah, Kol Avir Shekenegir Rishus HaYochid, Beinavir Chotzer, Beinavir Omud Rishus HaRabim Gevoya Yud. If you have an Omud, you have this bigger beam like Rishus HaRabim, that's Yud Tvachim High, which is Dalit by Dalit. We say the top of it is called Rishus HaYochid, because the Mechitzes on the side go up, they go up Abba Rekiyah, and all the Avir on top is still called Avir Rishus HaYochid. Ruach of Dalat Kenegdu Ad Rekia Shem Rishus HaYochid Alov. Our Rishus HaYochid goes up Ad Rekia. So now it's Rik Shver. What do you mean to say Hilchus Shabbos you don't have Lamala Meyud? What do you mean you don't have Lamala Meyud? Rishus HaYochid goes up Ad Shemayim. Ela means to say the Ein Rishus HaRabim Lamala Meyud, like we were saying till now. Rishus HaRabim never goes higher than Yud Tzfachim off the ground. So Drashi Ela the Ein Avir Rishus HaRabim Lamala Meyud. There the Avir Mokim too. The Avir is called the Mokim Tur. Now, if the meaning is, we say you pick up something, Rishus HaRabim, and you throw it against the wall, and it lands on the wall, Lamala Meyud, you're putter. Because since it landed in the Avir, Lamala Meyud, that's called the Mokim Tur, you're putter. So the Gemara, Masbisni, this is also Mishnah like that, Masbisni, Satrashi is a Kasha like. Volomale Mishmul Ashmin, what does Shmuel have told me this Chiddush? It's a Ferish Mishnah. The Tznan, we learned later in Azarik. Hazari Dalad Amas the Kaisel, if you throw, and there's your Dalad Amas away, Bishus Rabin, and you throw it against the wall, Lamala Meyud, if it lands on this wall higher than Yitzvachim off, Yitzvachim is Kazarik the Aver. It's like you threw in the Aver and you potter, because Lamala Meyud is not called Bishus Rabin, you potter. Lamata Meyud, if you landed though less than Yitzvachim from the ground, Tvachim, Kazarik Varis, and Yechayim. So the Pharisee of Mishnah that says that Rishus HaRabim does not go higher than Yitzvachim. So to Gemara El HaKamlis, what did Shmuel want to tell us? That the Rishus does not go higher than Yud, he needs to tell us this Chiddush that a Kamlis also has a din like Rishus HaRabim, that it does not go up more than Yitzvachim. The Ein Kamlis the Malam Meyud. A Kamlis doesn't go higher than Yud. So to Gemara, the Akina Bar Rabbonin is what thing the Rabbonin give a Kamlis that gave it Kulis. They gave it Mekula Rishus HaYochid or Mekula Rishus HaRabim. They gave a Kamlis the coolest of Rishus HaYochid and they gave it the coolest of Rishus HaRabim. What does that mean? Mekula Rishus HaYochid, a Kamlis has a cooler Rishus HaYochid. Diyika Mokam Abo, who do they have a Kamlis? A Kamlis has to at least be Dalad by Dalad Tvachim. The Mokam has to be at least 12 inches by 12 inches. Viloi Mokam Tur. If this beam standing up is not on top, dalad by dalad, it's less than 12 by 12 inches, it's called a mokum tur. Why? Because they gave a kamas the kula of Rishus HaYochid. Just like a Rishus HaYochid can't be Rishus HaYochid, less than dalad or dalad, who are then a kamas can't be less than dalad or dalad. Vilav mokum tur biyamu. Mikula Rishus HaRabim, they gave it a kula of Rishus HaRabim. Diyad yutvachim, who the heavy kamas. Just like Rishus HaRabim only goes yutvachim high. Higher than that is Mokim Tum, who are Dina Kamlis, only goes Yitzvachim high. Lamalim Yitzvachim, when you go higher than Yitzvachim in a Kamlis, we have a Kamlis. It does not have a Din of a Kamlis. That's just like the saying before, that was a Sheshiv. Whose Din was it? Amr of Sheshiv, no, but Tefes is not a Sora. Here, Rabbi Yechim of Sheshiv. Amr of Sheshiv, Tefes is not a Sora.
That he says it's fetus. Adas sorot means that a karmus only goes up like Rishus Rabin to Yitzchokim and not more. Said Rashi, Kizerik Piaver Upoter, the lab Rishus Rabin Nach. Rishus Yochin namely heavy, the Dogra Mesuyim, Rochav Abo. Rishus Yochin has to be a Mokim Mesuyim that he can use, not in the Yavir. Kizerik Boritz Vechayet, the Yavir Rishus Rabin, Mishanach Mashu Heavy Anocha. If it rests a little bit, Rishus Rabin Yechayet. If it landed on something less than Yud, then it depends what it is. Oy karmelis, oy mokem tur. It depends on that chepitz. If it's gevoya gimel, if it's rochev dal, it's called a karmelis. If it's less than dal, it's called the mokem tur. But here, where it landed on the avir b'shus ram, landed against the wall. That's not a mokem mesuyim. So it says, fit it like it's in the Avir Rishus Rabin. So Meli Yechayit, because Teich Yud is called Rishus Rabin. I will with the Anocha. So Teich before said the Anocha had to be on this wall, which is Dal Radalit. Rashi here is a mashma. That Rashi says, Mishanach Mashu Havi Anocha. Habi it made a little Hanocha Yechayit, Mashu, any type of Anocha. That's the Abimatcha, that our co-partner still was Dal Radalit. Yes. Rashi Vata Akamus Kapishis. The Akilu Barabonim, Liel Koi, Adaravdimi Rashesha, the Akilu Barabonim Akamlis, Hoyo, the Yisum, the Reim, Akilu Bar. Since the Kamlis don't listen to Rabonim, Rabonim will make them. They gave it Kulus, Mikulus, Yoch, Mishrabin, Rabbim, Ashminim, Mikulus, Rishus, Yoch, Gech, Rishus, Yoch, Lacey, Pavas, Miroch, Dalid, the Amatim, Rishus, Rabbim, all of Potter, if you carry from Rishus, Rabbim into some place, that's less than Dalad, Dalad, it's only called the Mokam Tur. It's not a Rishus, Yoch. Who are then Kamlis Nami, lay heavy. A Kamlis also can't be if it's less than Dalad or Dalad. Or Mutla Katkhil Lehaft is Meshus Rab, Meshus Yachar Alof. Because it's called the Mokim Tur. We have Sheshus Ashmin, another Kiddush. The Nekulu Meshus Rab, Nami Akilu Alof. The Enetafes is Biava Lamala Miyud. That Kamlis does not go higher than you tvach him up. To Meshus like Meshus Yachid, El Lamat the Miyud Ketores Meshus Rab. It only has a Lacha like Meshus Rabin, and not like Meshus Yachid. For this Protim. So that's the din of the Karmelis. So the Gemara Gufa. Omar Rav Gidl Omar Rav. Omar Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Omar Rav. Bayis, if you're in this midget house, this small house, Shein Toicha Yud, that inside the house, the height is not Yud Tfachim High. It's only 9 Tfachim High inside the house. Ukruyev Mashlim Oil Yud, but the roof is an Amma thick, so on top of the roof you are 10 Tfachim off the ground. Is Alochon Al Gag, if you want to stand on top of the roof, since there you have the 4 mechitzas on the side of the house, which are Gavoya Yud, is Mutla Tal to Bekuloi. It has a loch of Rishus HaYochid on top of the house, since we say good Achis, the side walls go all the way up, so all around you have mechitzas going up, it's called Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to carry there. If you want to carry now inside this house, since inside the house it's not Yutzvachim high, so you can't get a Shemesh Yochid inside. Is Ein Metatlim Boy? You're not allowed to carry inside the house. Inside the house only has been Kamlis. Since inside there's no Mechitzas Yudur, there's only Mechitzas Tes, it's not called Rishus Yochid, it has been of a Kamlis. Elu B'Dal Damas, you can only carry within the Dal Damas, like Rishus Rabbin. Now, Zokta Bayachidish. Omra Baya Vimchok Akboy Dal Dal Dalit. Is this house was as big as this room? You had a very big house. Now in the middle of that miller's room, you dug down another amma, 4 by 4. In the middle of the room, you took 1 foot by 1 foot. That's Dal Tfachim and Dal Tfachim, and you dug down another amma. Now if you were standing in that hole, you have you Tfachim to the ceiling, because there's 9 Tfachim anyway, and now you dug down another Tefach. So standing in this hole, you have Yutzfachim from the ground to the top. So Tabaya, the Yimchokak by Dal Dal Dalit, you carved down, made a hole. Dal Dal Dalit, the Shlimel Yud, when you stand in this hole now, you have Yutzfachim from your feet until the ceiling, is Mutla Tal to the Kuloi. You should know now, you gave it a Shem Meshusa Yochid right now, and you're allowed to carry in the whole house. Even on the sides, it only had Yutzfachim up. It only had 9 Tfachim up. Still, you're allowed to carry there. My time, what's the bias? Svara, have a Rechul Rishus Yochid. Hey, in the middle of this Dalad that has Yutzfachim, it's called Rishus Yochid. Now, the sides of it has a Lacha like a Chur, like a hole to Rishus Yochid. and a hole leading into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Al Tabaya, is also called Rosh Hashanah Yachid Dami. The Chure Rosh Hashanah Yachid, having Chure Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Chure Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Yachid Dami. That's Abaya's Chiddush. So Trashi, Chok Agboi, Bekaka Habayas, on the Kaka of the house, BMC, you say, in the middle of the house, Abo B'Yarech Broichim. You carved out there 4x4 tefachim, down one tefach. The Heshlim was a Trashi, but Mokam Chakak, in this hole right now, Lechalal Yud, Kivoya Ad HaKiruv, you have now Yud tefachim until the ceiling, is Nasa Kol Abayas Kuloi Chur Rosh Hashiachin. The whole house now has a Hetev Rosh Hashiachin, it's like the hole for Rosh Hashiachin. Kemoy Kaisler Rosh Hashiachin. Just like you have Lecha, you have the wall of Rosh Hashiachin. You have four walls all around you. But what's going to be if you have a hole inside the wall? Are you allowed to put something in there? Even if the hole was mafulish, had a straight hole, bang, knocked straight through to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. If somebody walking outside Rosh Hashanah Rabin puts a chayfet into the hole of the wall, is he chayv or not? Is that called Rosh Hashanah Yachid, dummy not? That's the halach, it's called Chur Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you be chayv. It's called the hole of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's also Rosh Hashanah Yachid, dummy. Trashi, in Christ of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the behem chur in the wall. You have holes in the wall, kaf Rosh Hashanah Yachid, shein Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rani Nami, this whole house also, kiva the negra chakak, Rosh Hashanah Yachid gomer, since in this hole where you're standing. It is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, inuch, the sides of it, have a payas of tashmish Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Like the side, the tashmishim of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's a bayis chiddush. Now, let's see. The chiddush here is though that why even the bottom hole here in the middle hole where it's yud tefachim high, why is that called Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Where are the mechitzas though? You don't have mechitzas yud though, because in the hole right now there's one tefach down here, that's the mechitza here. Then you have to come onto the side which is 20 feet away, which is only 9 tefachim. So where's the yud mechitza? Where's the mechitza gevoya yud to be matzah Rosh Hashanah Yachid? There's no mechitza gevoya yud right next to it. So the Farshim says it's Chiddush in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The aside of Rosh Hashanah Yachid is it has to be a Mokam Muvdul, a place set aside that there is a Mechitza Gevoya Yud stopping people from coming in. You don't need the Mechitzas right next to your Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Just if it's a Mokam Muvdul, a set aside place that's set aside by a Mechitza of Yud that can make this Mokam in here right now a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. See, in this middle of the hole, since here there's Yud Tfachim Hai. Now the Metzias, what's stopping people from coming in? There's one Tefetik Mechitza right next to you, and the 9 Tefachim over there. So since in the Metzias there are you Tefachim like stopping people from coming in, that's the Chiddush, that's called Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the middle hole is called Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then it's up there by the Chiddush, the sides of it is also called like a hole to Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Difference how far the hole is from the
Tzadik? No, that's the case. It doesn't make a difference how far away it is.
The 9th
Tzadik
won't stop
us
from coming in?
No, 9th Tzadik won't make the Kamelis. To make Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it has to be you.
Right.
That's what we say, right? You have to make that Daladal. So that's Mokim. And Metzias, when you're standing in here, you are Muvdul from the Shisra Rabbim through Mechitzas of Yud. That's the Chiddush here. It's a tremendous Chiddush here. It tastes like that. Here you don't need Samach Gimel Tfachim to say love it, even without Samach Gimel. Till it's far away, you'll say it. So the more item. What's the lock of the holes next to Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Rosh Hashanah Yachid, dummy. Chur Rosh Hashanah Rabin. What about Rosh Hashanah Rabin? That you have on the side of Rosh Hashanah Rabin, there's a wall there. And there's a hole in the wall. And somebody puts something down on the hole. Is that called Rosh Hashanah Rabin or not? Abaye Rami, yes, it's also Rosh Hashanah Rabin Dami. Rav Amar, Lav Rosh Hashanah Rabin Dami. Rav is Mechalik. That Rosh Hashanah Rabin, the hole, since the Rabin does not use that hole, it does not have a shame Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Mashenki, the hole is leading it to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that everybody's masking is called Rosh Hashanah Yachid Dami. Omar Le Rav Al Abaye, Libidoch, according to you, the Amrit. You say the hole in the wall next to Rosh Hashanah Rabin is also called Rosh Hashanah Rabin Dami. Or the Zoi, why is it different than this din? The Chiyosi Rav Dini Ram Rav Yechanan. Lenitzuche Lekeren Zovyes Hasmuch Rosh Hashanah Rabin. We said before, what's called a kamlis? A kamlis is called that you have Rosh Hashanah Rabin walking through, and there's like a saw alley that you can walk into this alley. That's called a kamlis. We have before, since the Rabin doesn't walk into the alley,
It's only called a kamla. It's not a rishus harabim. Correct. Why is nakasha? If you say chul rishus harabim, it's rishus harabim dummy. So why this side alleyway that leads into rishus harabim? Why is not also rishus harabim? That's about like a chul and open to rishus harabim. But the more, but the heavy to chul rishus harabim. Let a brother like a chul rishus harabim. Hey, that's rabbis kasha to abaya. We had a gemara before. It's only called the kamlas. When you have a Karen Zovius, a side corner that opens up to Rishus Rabbim, why is that any worse than the hole in the wall but next to Rishus Rabbim? It's also a hole, a chute to Rishus Rabbim. And the Babaya Poshit, Hosamonichatash Mishte, Zotavirus taught about an alley, how you walk. The Mitzvah, the Rabbim has nothing to gain by walking through the alley. Since you can't come out, you have to come back into Rishus Rabbim anyway, so the Rabbim doesn't like to use this alley. Therefore, the alley can't get a shame with Rishus Rabbim. A bahocho, when you have a wall, and there's a hole in the wall next to Rishus Rabbim, micha tash mishte. People like to use the hole in the wall. Everybody carry things with Rishus Rabbim. They want to put something down for a second, so they put it onto the hole. Instead of putting it down on the floor, they'd rather get shemak. You have a hole right next to the wall, they put it down in the hole in the wall. So since the Rabbim used the hole in the wall, that's called Rishus Rabbim dummy. My shenking or alleyway that just takes you out of your route, that people don't want to use. Tanan, Hazurik Dal Damis Pekosel, we had before. If you throw Dal Damis, Rishus Rabbim, and it lands on the Kosel, Lamala Miyud, if it lands higher than you're on the Kosel, it's Hazurik Piyavar. It's like it landed in Mokim Tur and Yapotar. Lamata Miyud, if it landed on the wall less than Yutvachim, then Hazurik Biyoros and Yachayim. The Vinam Ball, my Hazurik Boris, what does it mean that it landed on the ground? For the Marvel Olay Nach, it didn't land on the ground though. What do you mean like it landed? It's on the wall, it's not on the ground. He's a kasher is like on you throw something on the wall, it just bounces off. So what do you mean it was nach on the wall? It wasn't nach. The Torah says no, something got stuck to the wall. We're talking about a fat date that gets stuck to the wall. These here, that's the case we're talking about. That how do you come to, if you throw something against the wall, if it's less than yitzvachim nechayim, you threw something and it's stuck into the wall. Is that the only terrace we have, how something could be stuck on the wall, that a fat date got stuck against it? For the Gemara, Akasha Tabayinam, V'yisakotai techu rishus yochim, chu rishus harabim. Chu rishus harabim domi, according to you, Abayi say, you could have a wall next to the rishus harabim, and if the wall has a hole, the hole is also called like rishus harabim domi. Oibazoi, we have this case now. If you throw something and lands on the wall, less than you tvochim yichayiv. So you had a kasha, how can it be stuck on the wall? For the Gemara, normally look with the devil shemen. We don't have to put in the mud in the kinta where it got squashed and stuck on the side of the wall. Look where it threw a portion of case. You threw a pebble or rock. The chayiv is anything you threw. Udimach, the chur. We're talking about there's a hole in the wall, like the abaya, and abaya's holes are holes in the wall, also as like Rishus Rabbim. So the portion landed in the hole. That's why you chayiv. Now the Gemara portion, Zimnim Mishani Lo Shani Tzur V'Chepetz Demahadeh. Now, even if you have a hole in the wall, if you're going to take a stone and stand 8 feet away and throw it into the hole, it's going to get in and pop right out. It won't be nach there. How do you get to get stuck into the hole? It's got to be pretty good. So it's not shkir to be stuck there. Therefore, the only way you get stuck in the hole is if you have a nice fat shmeina, you could bait to get stuck in the wall. V'yosi, Zimna Misham, the earth has after you, is because it lets be chur. Who said this kaisel has a chur? Akash v'maisi, asking me, let's put in kinta a wall that has a hole. I'll tell you, you're talking about a wall, doesn't have any holes on it. So therefore, how's the kinta that something can be stuck, nach on the wall? Only it's ve'el shmena got stuck there. Mimai, what's the raya? Midiktoni Resha, says the Resha, Zorak l'malam miyut fochim kezorak biyavr. If you threw l'malam miyut, it's kezorak biyavr and yizik ha-potter. Now, these sagadab kaisel b'yistechur, if l'malam miyut we're talking about where there's a hole in the wall, or bezoi, amai kezorak biyavr, what's so posh to you? If this kaisel, you threw it from a shus rabin into the hole in the wall. Now the hole is yut fochim, above yut fochim. What's so posh it's a mokim p'tur? It landed in the chur. Maybe the chur is a rishus yochid. Maybe the chur is a kamelis. Depends how big it is. V'chitema mas decent less be dal adal. You want to make it a kimto. So the hole itself does not have dal adal in there. The hole is only called the mokim p'tur. The kasher is maybe like inside the hole is dal adal. I get a shame rishus yochid. Teretz says no, it's a small hole. It only has less than dal adal. It's mokim p'tur. If you throw something higher than yud tefachim for hole chav v'nocha b'chur and it lands inside the hole of a wall, kol shu, still it's a shalat yichayivena. Even though it's l'malam yud, which should be a mokim too, Still does a tzata say yechayiv. Why? But in the machlokes, Reb Meir Rabbanan, coming in the machlokes, in the main Rabbanan, Reb Meir Sarva Nusvara, chaykekin lahashlim, any small hole in the wall, if there is a thickness of the wall that you could hollow out the hole to make it dalad or dalad, we look as if it's hollowed out. As a bigger thickness of the wall is dalad by dalad, even though there's a small hole now, but since there's enough of thickness there to chokka, to hollow it out, it's as if it was hollowed out, then it has a shame of shusha yachar according to Reb Meir. Chokkim mahashtim, Rabban and Savri ain't chokkim mahashtim. So it's according to Reb Meir that we say when you throw against the wall a mile in the yud, you potter, it has to be talking about there's no hole there. Because if there is a hole, according to Reb Meir, it's called Rosh HaSayachin. So what kind of kosher are we talking about? The mile in the yud, you potter, only a kosher that has no hole. What are we talking about then? That this devela got stuck on the wall. So pshit, if not a Rosh HaSayachin there, you have to walk him through. Elah Shramina because less Bechur. Shramina. So Mela, both cases talking about Kaisel Lespe Chur, it doesn't have a hole, and that's why he put the Kimta with a Dvela Shemena. What's the cause broken back in the screen?
My time, what's the time? Do Moslem Shukhi Basrayim, Tamachochim, Tugel, Amoros, maybe he'll go after their Shtus and do what they're doing. So you call it a coin of the base of